History within history. I am in the local historical archive of Sant'Antioco. It is here that city records from 1793 to 1969 are kept. I seem to see the writer in front of me. I also see the archivist working on the storage, from writing to storing. These are not just sheets. The history of the island is here. There are so many reasons why it is so important. Among the most important records are the events of the repopulation of the island in the 1700s, which had been semi-populated for centuries due to raids by Saracen pirates. But the copies of the documents of the Royal Chancellery leave a fundamental trace in the island's history. These were acquired at the archive of the Crown of Aragon in Barcelona. The documents attest to the festivities for Sant'Antioco in 1360, the oldest feast of Sardinia's patron saint. Can you hear the sound of them? The scent of ancient pages invade me. From political, urban, and economic activities to the modern history of Sant'Antioco. From the devotion to the patron saint to the barbarian invasions. Centuries kept inside. Yet something is missing. The barbarian invasions caused serious documentary deficiencies relating to the period 1771-1850. Barbary pirates were in the habit of robbing everything that could be taken away and destroying the rest. There was a bloody raid in 1815. The lack of a municipal seat also played an important role in these losses. The norm was to rotate annually to the office of mayor. This entailed transporting documentation to the house of the new head of administration. This constituted a danger of damage and loss, even serious, of important parts of the archive. September 1989. The archive rooms flood. Many files and registers are damaged. It took months of work to fully recover all the documents. Even today, most of them show clear signs of water damage. I like being here. I like to smell the scent of history on these pages. To know what they tell. This journey makes me feel part of the island.